Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus came to the Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by his journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon, and a Samaritan woman then came to draw the water, and Jesus said to her,
"Give me a drink."
His disciples had gone to the city to buy food, and the Samaritan woman said to him,
"How is it that you, a Jewish person, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria?"
Jewish people do not share things in common with Samaritans. So Jesus answered her,
"If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water."
The woman said to Jesus,
"Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well and with his sons and his flocks drank from it?"
Jesus said to her,
"Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life."
The woman said to Jesus,
"Sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water."
Jesus said to her,
"Go, tell your husband and come back."
The woman answered him,
"I have no husband."
Jesus said to her,
"You are right in saying I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true."
The woman said to him,
"Sir, I see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you say that the place where people must worship is in Jerusalem."
Jesus said to her,
"Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jewish people. But the hour is coming and is now here when the true believers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father seeks such as these to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth."
The woman said to Jesus,
"I know that Messiah is coming,
who is called Christ.
When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us."
Jesus said to her,
"I am he, the one who is speaking to you."
Just then, the disciples came, and they were astonished that he was speaking with a woman. But no one said, "What do you want?" or "Why are you speaking with her?" Then the woman left her water jug and went back to the city, and she said to the people,
"Come and see a man who told me everything I have ever done. He cannot be the Messiah, can he?"
They left the city and were on their way to him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging Jesus,
"Rabbi, eat something."
But he said to them,
"I have food to eat that you do not know about."
So the disciples said to one another,
"Surely no one has bought him something to eat."
Jesus said to the disciples,
"My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to complete his work. Do you not say, 4 months more, then comes the harvest? But I tell you, look around you and see how the fields are ripe for harvesting. The reaper is already receiving wages and is gathering fruit for eternal life, so that sower and reaper may rejoice together. For here the saying holds true, one sows and another reaps. and I sent you to reap that for which you did not labor. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor."
Many Samaritans from that city believed in him because of the woman's testimony. "He told me everything I have ever done." So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed for 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman,
"It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world."
This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
Well, in today's gospel reading, we heard two stories about thirst. One unfolded in the wilderness, and the other beside a well. Both began with people who were tired, uncertain, and wondering whether God was still with them. And if we're honest, that feeling is not so far, not only because we lost an hour of sleep, but also for the moment in which we are living. You see, lately the news has carried stories of war between the United States and Iran, along with the rippled effect across the globe. Oil prices have jumped as the conflict disrupts shipping routes, and it raises fear about economic instability. Closer to home, we all know how immigration enforcement actions have filled the headlines, and although they have now faded, we still acknowledge how that affects people's lives. For communities are still living with the uncertainty of what might happen next, and the threats that enforcement could surge yet again in Chicago this spring have many holding their breath. What we also know is that the news cycle constantly moves on with something new to worry about, unknown to us what will come this next week. But our very real questions still remain. And those questions that we hold sound a lot like the ones we heard in today's scripture. You see, in Exodus, we heard that the Israelites wandered through the wilderness when panic began to arise. They were thirsty. They were tired. And before long, they were accusing Moses and questioning God. They pleaded, saying, "Give us water to drink." And while this is an important question in the desert, Danielle Schroyer suggests that it may have been covering up a deeper question. A question more like, "God, have you abandoned us?" You see, the wilderness moments, these desert places, they have a way of exposing our thirst. Sometimes the loud question we ask about security or stability or the future, they're really pointing towards the quieter questions underneath it all. The questions asking whether God is still here with us. And then the gospel story, well, that took us to another place of thirst. We were in a well outside of a Samaritan town. Jesus had been traveling, much like the Israelites. He was tired, much like the Israelites. And he was thirsty, much like the Israelites. And so he sat beside this well, this place where water could be found, but he could not access. And it was the heat of the day. And here comes a Samaritan woman to draw water from that very well. And did you notice that Jesus was the one who began the conversation with her with a very simple question? "Will you give me a drink?"
And it's easy to miss how surprising this moment would have been to that woman. You see, there, a Jewish rabbi spoke with a Samaritan woman. Jesus, in this moment, just by asking the question, was crossing cultural, religious, and social boundaries that people in the world at that time took very seriously. But perhaps the most surprising thing of all is how Jesus interacted with that woman. He didn't begin with a lecture. He didn't try to convert her to his way of understanding religion. He didn't give her a sermon. He didn't try to evangelize to her. But instead, he simply asked a question. Will you give me a drink? It's probably something that preachers could learn from. A little bit less lecturing, a little bit more questioning. But here we go. I'm in the middle of the sermon. Let's keep going. Well, I invite you to take a look at your bulletin on the front page today, because there is an image printed there, or is on the screen right now if you're joining us on live stream. This image is called Living Water, and it's by Lauren Wright Pittman. And in this image about our gospel reading today, we see Jesus and the Samaritan woman on each sides mirroring each other's body positioning. The image is subtly divided in half by slight shifts in color that emphasize the chasm between the two of them. Now, if you notice in the background, over Jesus' shoulder is Jerusalem's temple, and over the Samaritan woman's shoulder is the Samaritan mountain, Mount Gerizim. For Samaritans, this was their place of worship. For Jewish people, the temple was their place of worship. And yet what we notice closer to our eyes is that the two of them are meeting with their own eyes at the exact same plane. And their hands are reaching towards the same water at that well. And there in the center, where their arms overlap, there is a small blue droplet of water that appears with a dove. You see, this artist is opening our eyes to this story in new ways. It is a reminder with this icon that this story is not about one person having everything and the other person receiving some kind of charity. Rather, this story is about mutual need. Jesus needs the water, and the woman needs living water. And it is with their mutuality that grace begins to flow into the space between them, that moment of vulnerability of them both opened the door to a conversation. A conversation that changed everything. Because you see, not only does Jesus ask a question, but then the woman began asking questions too. And eventually, she revealed her deepest longing of all. She too said, "Give me this water." You see, three questions are shaping today's encounter. The Israelites asking Moses for water. Jesus asked the woman at the well for water. And the woman asked Jesus for living water. That's because faith, it turns out, often grows through questions, not through certainty. And so it's fitting that our Lenten series focuses on honest questions for deeper faith. You see, Lent is not a season for pretending that we have everything figured out or we know all the right answers, but instead, Lent is a season for bringing our thirst to the well of the font. And notice that Jesus did not meet the questioning of that woman with judgment, but instead he met them with grace before she even said a word. He spoke of living water, water that does more than quench thirst for a moment, water that becomes a spring of life. And the woman who had arrived at the well, carrying the weight of her past life and trauma and all of the ways that she had been rejected and left out, you see instead that woman then leaves that well. She leaves the jar behind, and instead she is transformed. And she ran back to her community and told them what she had experienced. You see, that is because living water flows outward. Living water isn't something that is contained inside of us. It isn't a personal choice that we make so that we then are saved, but instead living water has a ripple effect and it goes beyond us. And you see, all of that in today's gospel reading brings us back to the questions we ask now. This last week, about a dozen people from this congregation, we all joined together on Zoom to talk about something very real in our world. As the immigration enforcement continues across the country, though not covered as overtly by the press, Chicago prepares for the possibility of increased activity again this spring. And so as the dozen or so of us gathered around, we started with a question. What might we do in this time and in this place? That's it. What might we do in this time and this place? And it's interesting that throughout the conversation, the same thing kept coming up again and again. It was oh so simple, but also quite deep. Relationships. You see, building deeper relationships is the work that we are called to do right here and right now. Building relationships with our neighbors at San Timoteo and with our partners at La Trinidad is what we can do right now. Not because we know exactly what the future will hold, but because we know that the gospel rarely begins with grand solutions, but instead, the gospel reminds us that it all so often begins at a well, at a place where two people are meeting within their vulnerability and they are in relationship. You see, sometimes the most faithful thing that you and I, that we can do is just to show up at the well, to acknowledge that we are each God's beloved, baptized into Christ, and to share the ripple of that living water. For living water, almost always in the scriptures, begins with relationships. And in many ways, that is the story of today's service that we are gathered together with as well. For today, we welcome 13 new members and their children into this congregation. Individuals who were once strangers and were asking their own question about this very place. Could this place be my church? And this community opened their arms and their doors to say yes. So too, we are in the middle of thousands of dollars of renovations of our organ so that future generations can sing together the questions of our faith. And as you many of us know, we are working towards accessibility in this place, asking together the question, will you help create a place where living water can flow for everyone? You see, that's the thing with living water. Living water is not in control. It is not found in certainty. Living water is instead grace. It is belonging. Living water is the surprising discovery that we need one another more than we might realize. And today we see that in the readings. For the Israelites were thirsty in the wilderness, the Samaritan woman was thirsty at the well, and the truth is that we as a people are thirsty as well. And that is why we come to the scriptures, to the font, so that we might partake in this living water, this water freely given to us all. So, dear friends, as we continue on our Lenten journey, may we be reminded that Christ still meets us at that well, meets us in relationships with one another, that Christ still freely offers that living water to you, to me, to people like us, and that that living water continues to ripple and to flow wherever people like us, ordinary people, are just brave enough to need one another, to be vulnerable with one another, and to recognize Christ's living water among us. May we see that living water. May we be that living water. May we let the ripple of Christ's living water saturate us all in God's love, God's grace, and God's peace. Amen.